A new exhibition entitled A Hidden Face of Baroque opened on Thursday at the National Gallery's Kinski Palace in Prague. The show allows visitors a chance to view rare 17th century prints historically tied to the lands of Bohemia, Moravia, and Silesia. Many are faithful renderings of works by early Baroque painters, such as Karel Škréta, expertly reproduced by engravers both in Bohemia as well as in neighboring Germany, especially Augsburg, renowned for printmaking at that time. The exhibition highlights all of the dramatic grandeur, symbolism, and allegory typical of the Baroque style. Petra Zelenková is a specialist in the Baroque period, as well as the show's author, and she told me more about the exhibition this week.
The basic aim was to present the main personalities, topics, and fields of the 17th century print in Bohemian lands. And to present it in bigger perspective, that means not just the engravers who were settled in Bohemian lands, but also German engravers, mostly German, because Germany and especially Augsburg was the center of contemporary graphic production. And these engravers were producing designs which invented the designers or painters settled in Bohemia, Moravia, Silesia. For example, Karel Škréta was absolutely excellent designer of prints, and he was at least middle European famous.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the other names?
In Moravia, it was Anton Lublinsky. He's not so much known today, but he was the basic personality of early Baroque art, painting and drawing in Moravia, especially Olomouc. And he designed many, many thesis prints. And in Silesia, for example, Michal Willmann. But there were many, I would say, very well-skilled designers, especially in Prague, who are completely forgotten today because they were also painters and their paintings were lost during centuries. So now we can recognize them only through these prints made after their design. So that's also one of the role why the graphic is important for us. Not just the artistic impression, but also the information which it can give to us today.
During the Baroque period, elements of opulence were important, drama. Are these elements that come across in these prints as well?
That was, I would say, one of our aims, to show the most typical faces of Baroque prints of the 17th century. So you can see many of these dramatic or opulent or iconographically rich scenes which really impress, like drama, how you mentioned.
Historically, this was embraced by the Catholic Church as a means of spreading the word?
That was because the graphic art or prints were the main medium of information. So it was also very important for presentation of personalities, ideas. So therefore, it's so rich to have bigger impact, to impress, to have show.
If I may, what are some of the more dramatic or significant images that are included in this show?
So most remarkable are so-called thesis prints, which is some very specific sort of Baroque print. And they were like large-scale announcements of university disputation, which were made for some university degree. And these thesis prints, the images of these thesis prints were really huge glorification of patrons of the student who defended. And the patron paid part of the costs, and it was great field for him for some self-presentation.
And it was important, of course, to also show who the patron was,
exactly,
who had helped the person through their studies.
Because these thesis prints were hung on the walls or on the doors of churches, they were sent like some invitation card during the disputation, which were in that time very like festive, you know, with music. The thesis prints were hung there, so it was really like some advertisement, I would say.
If you had a student who was defending their thesis, was completing their university studies, would they or their family commission a well-known artist to make it? Was that important as well?
if the student was rich or from some noble family, he could pay it. You know, he could pay this costly thesis prints. But still, I think this is not all clear at the moment, because thesis prints, it's some topic which is not well researched. But if he dedicated to emperor, so it's clear like the student or his family paid that, because it was some like presentation of family which emperor could see. So of course they could like step higher in some
social or political spheres.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. But with some pure students, they have two options: either to find really like some patron who would pay everything for the thesis print, or they can join in some group of students and they pay together the thesis print. And then the topic or theme was more like universal, usually some saint.
If we come back to the elements that are typical of Baroque, I read that even for this exhibition in Prague, that there are notes to aid the viewer in understanding the story that's being told, because there is a symbolism or an allegory that we may not be familiar with today.
There are still many hidden symbols, allegories, personalities. It's really to explain, for example, one of the thesis prints in detail, it would be one like some article for 5-6 pages, because it's so sophisticated. The students gave so much time and wisdom and skills to make like some sophisticated program. So, but we at least try to give some like main idea what's going about, because it wasn't possible to explain all the symbols.
Even if it's difficult, could you tell me, say, one example where the viewer should take notice, special notice of some detail or some symbol?
Yeah, one motif is, for example, quite typical, and that is to using some figures from coat of arms. And these figures are set into the composition. For example, you have family of Stenberg, Count of Stenberg, so they have in coat of arm 8-point star. So you can see in some prints this star is there in more meanings, more details, and that was very much used. For example, family Kolovrat has wheel in coat of arm. So of course the wheel is appearing in prints which are dedicated to the family of Kolovrat, and many more of these examples. Yeah, they are more like message, or they have to be read. You have to use contemporary source, like some iconographical books, or sometimes the programs or content of the prints is so specific, you have to go to some books or manuscript.
And primarily, which were the institutions which lent prints for this exhibition?
On the first place, I would mention the Strahov Canonry or Monastery, Strahov Library, which we are very grateful. They loaned many nice or interesting prints and books, because they have great library. National Library, of course, with their unique collection of thesis prints. Private collectors who have some very interesting prints. Let me think, I shouldn't forget anyone. Chateau Mikulov Library, National Archive, Archive of Prague University, and of course our collection of prints and drawings of the National Gallery in Prague.
What do you hope that viewers will take away most from this exhibition?
I hope they will take like some more global view or understanding about the richness of the prints of Baroque. You know, that was the main aim, like just to provide some insight in this very wide field, which is hidden in depositories, in libraries. And I didn't mention, but the artworks on paper are very sensitive to temperature, to the moisture, so they can be presented only a limited time, and when they are once presented, they have to sort of rest for another 3 years. So also therefore it's hidden.
The author of A Hidden Face of Baroque, Petra Zelenkova, ends that edition of The Art.